I just don't know how people can get away with that kind of tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery? What are you talking about? Of course that lady was 100% legit.
She was a heap of utter nonsense, and you know it. She said I was dead. Dead inside, maybe, but dead! A wandering spirit.
A heap of utter nonsense. God, you speak like a Victorian dandy sometimes. Maybe she's right. Maybe you are a ghost.
Ooh. Stop. No, I can't be a ghost.
Well, why not? You definitely have lost soul vibes. It would make sense.
No, thanks. I can't. Hang on. Let me lock this door. I can't be a ghost.
And why ever not?
Because I gave blood last week. You can't exactly give blood if you're dead.
I suppose that does make sense. So, psychics are nonsense, right?
Right. Agreed.
No one can read another person who they've just met.
Yeah, now you've got it.
And communing with the dead to tell the future is a no-go.
Since when have we ever met a ghost that has had any sense of forethought?
No one can tune into the universe to get a holistic view of a situation.
Where are you going with this?
So, tell me, Hughes, where do you get your ghosty vibe checker from?
I can't believe it. Christ! It is just one thing to another with you today. I'll have you know. It's a very scientific process based off of...
astute observation. No, I know.
And just right...
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
It's all right, I'm used to your...
tomfoolery.
Oh, to hell with this.
I have to say, her face, when you told her to, catch yourself on, you hallion, you... Oh, that was all the entertainment I needed.
It was nice to see our trip wasn't entirely wasted. I have to say, I do enjoy wee jaunts like that.
Yeah, it's nice to take a break. Wait, what are you doing? Put that pen down.
I'm going to do some work. At least one of us has to keep this agency afloat.
Okay, bud. Normally, I'd say that you get Detective of the Month for being a conscientious worker, but it's 6 p.m. Go home.
But I have work to do.
No, you don't. Go home, Hughes.
Hey, this is my office, too. May I remind you that says Hughes and Minx on the door? I'm not your employee at all.
A game of rock, paper, scissors over name placement does not constitute authority.
Minx, I'm just asking to stay a little bit longer to get some paperwork done. Is that so much to ask?
Okay, but I think we're on top of everything.
I'm sure something will come up.
All right, well, I'm going home. There is some leftover veggie pizza calling my name. If you need anything, let me know, will you, Hughes?
Well, I can't really think of anything. Ah, hello, Hughes and Minx Ghost Detectives. Hughes speaking. How can I help you today?
Seriously, Minx, I'll be fine.
Yes, Mr. Davies, we do detect ghosts. What seems to be the issue?
Good night, Hughes.
And when did you first get the cold spots, Mr. Davies? Oh, hold on a wee second. Minx, here's the key. Door's locked. For Christ's sake, Minx, what are you doing? Come over here, I told you, you can't get through that door. Take this. Mr. Davies? Can I call you back? Yeah. First thing tomorrow. Bye now. Oh my god. Thanks.
This mini episode of Hughes and Minx starred the wonderful Caroline Minx as Minx and me, Sophie Hughes, as Hughes. It was written by me and edited by Caroline. Follow us on Twitter @HughesandMinks. Remember, folks, stay ghosty.